Anne wanted me to get on the back of her motorcycle. "Where should I hold on?" I asked. "You can hold on to the bike, or you can hold on to me." I thought for sure Anne would be the first woman to take me to bed. Here I was, 18 years old, my first year of college in Flagstaff, Arizona, and Anne was 25 years old, worldly, wise. She had full lips and great cheekbones and these big green eyes, and she was so sexy when she'd dare me to try new things. "Hitchhiking's fun. You should try it," she'd say. I got on her motorcycle. I held onto her and pressed my body against hers as we rode through town. But she didn't make the move, and neither did I. You see, it's this problem in our culture. Girls aren't taught to ask other girls out. We're taught to just wait around for a guy to make the moves. So what happens is, well, have you ever seen a lesbian movie? Nothing happens. And I was really in love with Anne. Each time we touched accidentally, it set off this crazy electricity all over my body. But I didn't know how to make a move, so I ran away. I got a fake ID and moved to Seattle, where I spent an asexual year working at a Xeroxing shop. I got asked out by a series of bald guys. And then I got this letter from Anne. It was a wedding invitation. She was getting married to her boyfriend, and they were moving to Seattle. These letters went back and forth. My letter, "I'm in love with you." Her letter, "Why didn't you tell me before I got married?" Me, "I'm in love with you." Her, "Sleeping with women is fun. You should try it." When she and her husband moved to Seattle, I ran away again to the hippie college in Olympia. This is where, at age 20, I finally made the first move. I wish I could tell you it was romantic and beautiful. Instead, it was this. I'm with my drinking buddy, Rad, who is 6'2" with a goatee and wearing a Butthole Surfers shirt. We're at the movies, and we've been drinking this 12-pack of beer with this voluptuous, patchouli-scented girl who we met on the city bus. It's the art film Santa Sangre, and there's this scene of an elephant bleeding from his trunk. And when I turn to the patchouli girl, I accidentally kick one of our empty beer bottles over, and it clinks over the concrete floor. And I point my thumb back at Rad, and I say to the girl, "So, you want to sleep with me and him?" And it actually works. Luckily, Rad passed out, so it was just me and the patchouli girl. It was amazing and beautiful. But the best part was telling Anne about it in detail, making her jealous. And I also learned my subtle lesbian pickup technique that night. I learned that if girls smile at you and watch you for a long time, and they keep smiling and watching, you just have to stay in range. My housemate was this girl from Maine, and she was smiling and watching me one time, so I said, "Hey, this natural toothpaste you have is really cool." And that night, when I came home from a party, she was waiting for me naked in bed. And in quick succession, there were more smilers and watchers who I slept with. The girl who tried to kiss me when I was eating a mouthful of crackers. The girl with the C-section scar. The girl with the nose ring. I told Anne about all of them. And I told Anne I didn't want to just be friends anymore. And finally, after 2.5 years at the hippie college, when I was 22, Anne invited me up to Seattle on New Year's Day. "I don't want to be friends either," she said. Of course, I still had absolutely no game. My initial plan was that we'd make out in Anne's car. And then my older friend, who was an apartment manager, became like this straight woman fairy godmother and handed me a key to an empty apartment. And so on New Year's Day, it was just me and Anne. Freshly painted walls, new carpet, that echo you get when there's no furniture. Anne pushed me against the wall and pinned my hand over my head, traced my body with her other hand. "Take off your pants," she said. "Huh?" I said. "We don't have to do it in order," she said. I thought about the route we'd taken to get here. 3 cities, 4 years, a wedding and a marriage, the patchouli girl from the bus, the naked housemate and the other girls. Anne was right. We weren't doing this in order at all. "Take off your pants," she said. I unbuttoned the top button first.